जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन रंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा राम राम हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौ प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम एवरीबडी फॉर टुडेज श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड नारदास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमताम् उपर्यधा न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमताम् उपर्यधा तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यत सुखम् तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यत सुखम् कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्हसा कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्हसा तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमताम् उपर्यदः तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यत सुखम् कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्हसा न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमतामुपर्यदः तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदान्यतः सुखम् कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्भसा तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमतामुपर्यदा तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यतः सुखम् कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्भसा तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमतामुपर्यदः तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो न लभ्यते यद्भ्रमतामुपर्यदः तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यतः सुखम् कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्भसा माताजीस् तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत कोविदो यद्भ्रमतामुपर्यदः कालेन सर्वत्र गभीररम्भसा
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तस्यैव सॉरी तस्य फॉर दैट पर्पस एव ओनली हेतो रीजन प्रयतेत शुड एंडेवर कोविदः वन हु इज फिलोसॉफिकली इंक्लाइंड न नॉट लभ्यते इज नॉट ऑब्टेन्ड यत व्हाट भ्रमताम wandering upari adha from top to bottom tat that labhyate can be obtained dukhavat like the miseries anyatah as the result of previous work sukham sense enjoyment kalena in course of time sarvatra everywhere गभीर सटल रमहसा प्रोग्रेस ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिविधान स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन पर्सन्स हु आर एक्चुअली इंटेलिजेंट एंड फिलोसॉफिकली इंक्लाइंड शुड एंडेवर ओनली फॉर दैट पर्पसफुल एंड विच इज नॉट ऑब्टेनेबल इवन बाय वांडरिंग फ्रॉम द टॉपमोस्ट प्लैनेट ब्रह्मलोक down to the lowest planet Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them. Purport. Every man, everywhere, is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some men are busy engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work to become happy in next life, by attaining the higher planets. It is said that on the moon, the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking somaras, and the pitra loka is obtained by good charitable work. So there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach the moon or other planets by some mechanical arrangement, for which they are very anxious to get into such planets without doing good work. But it is not to happen. By the law of Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings according to the work they have performed. By good work only, as prescribed in the scriptures, can one obtain birth in a good family, opulence, good education, and good bodily features. We see also that even in the life, in this life, one obtains a good education or money by good work. Similarly, in our next birth, we get such desirable positions only by good work. Otherwise, it would not so happen that two persons born in the same place at the same time are seen differently placed according to previous work. But all such material positions are impermanent. The position in the topmost Brahmaloka and the lowest Patala are also changeable according to our own work. The philosophically inclined person should not be tempted by such charitable, changeable positions. He should try to get into the permanent life of bliss and knowledge, where he will not be forced to come back again to the miserable material world, either in this or that planet. Miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life, and they are obtained in Brahmaloka and in other lokas also. They are obtained in the life of demigods and also in the life of the dogs and hawks. The miseries and mixed happiness of all living beings are only of different degree and quality. But no one is free from the misery of birth, old age, death, and disease. Similarly, everyone has his destined happiness also. No one can get more or less of these things simply by personal endeavor. Even if they are obtained, they can be lost again. One should not, therefore, waste time with these flimsy things. One should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all assembled devotees over here, that I may be able to speak something on this very exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification as well as for inspiration to others. So, this chapter is very important, and it is actually laying the foundation, the instructions given by Sripad Narad Muni to Vyasadeva, and forming the basis of this entire scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam, which he will be writing. And as is mentioned in this, he is giving very, very important instructions which are forming the foundation, means of the entire Bhagavatam, which we see again and again. So, the translation we'll read once again. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet Brahmaloka down to the lowest planet Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in the course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire. So, here Narad Muni is saying, those who are Kovida, Kovida means one who is intelligent. So, Srila Prabhupada was speaking on this, and he mentioned that one who is an intelligent person? An intelligent person is one who knows things as they are. He is called Kovida. And so, one who is intelligent, he should try to achieve that thing which is not available by wandering from topmost Brahmaloka or to the down Patala. And that is what here is emphasized upon. Like we see now, like many a times when we invite people for coming for some any satsang program or come to start chanting or spend some time or ask them to come to temple, many a times people say that, नहीं जब भगवान से बुलावा आएगा ना तब हम आएंगे, है ना, जब हुक्म होगा, भगवान का हुक्म होगा. सो दे डोंट वांट टू पुट देयर एंडेवर ऑन देयर ओन, बट फॉर मटेरियल एडवांसमेंट, फॉर इंक्रीजिंग देयर बिजनेस और फॉर एंडेवरिंग फॉर इंक्रीजिंग देयर मटेरियल फैसिलिटीज, दैट दे पुट इन एफर्ट डे एंड नाइट. बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू डूइंग समथिंग स्पिरिचुअल, they say that no, when the calling will come, then we will come. Otherwise, we will have to wait. So, this is, and this verse is actually explaining how, just the opposite. It's saying that one should not waste time in endeavoring only for temporary benefits or temporary advancement for this in this material world. Rather, one should focus upon that which is actually long-lasting or eternal. Like Prabhupada also explains the difference between shreyas and prayas. Prayas means immediate sense gratification or immediate sense enjoyment, whereas working for the permanent, that is something which the intelligent person does. So, we see the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, the theme is that Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken to a person who is actually going to die. Parikshit Maharaj, he was cursed to die in 7 days. And at that point of time, he was at the peak of his career. He was the king and a monarch of the entire planet, and he was in his youth.
And everything was going on so well. But when this came as a very big jolt to him, that he was cursed, that in next 7 days, after 7 days, you are going to die. And so, he focused upon what is actually of importance in this human form of life. You know. So, a person who is supposed to die, or many a times, means we see even people who are going to retire, many people have retired, and then we see that after retirement, one has to focus, after finishing his family responsibilities, one has to focus more on his own introspection, on self self-realization, focusing on spirituality. But in this material life, because of the nature of Kali Yuga, we see that many people, especially like professionals, like people who are chartered accountants or advocates for that matter, or people who are practicing their profession, medical maybe also, they don't take retirement even after 60. They will continue to work. Like even during our experience, we have met with people who are practicing law, and they have continued to work even when they are 80, 85. We know of many such, or even say for the matter of politics. Prabhupada would always say that people are so much attached to their position and power that they are not ready to give it up. And they are continue. So this is basically what is referred to over here, that atyahara or prayas, putting in so much of effort for material or temporary benefits. And that actually over endeavor is actually being challenged, or rather we would say it is being made very small. And here Narad Muni is saying that one has to focus for achieving the something on the permanent level. So one has to actually, as one's one progresses and one becomes more intelligent, one has to focus for spiritual purification and have an internal journey. So one way of seeing over endeavor or prayas, as is mentioned over here, is that even we continue to work for our material upliftment even after post our retirement age. Or the other is, even during our normal life, we are spending more than required time for our material development. You know, that, even that is called prayas, where we are not able to allocate proper or time for our spiritual practice, for our sadhana, for attending satsang programs. So that is also considered as atyahara or prayas. You know. So one is working so much, he is earning so much, but then he is not able to give time for spiritual, or many a times in today's life we see that people are not able to give time for their own family also, for their wife and children. And ultimately, after earning so much of money, thinking that, oh, if I provide physical facilities for my family, they will be happy, they will be taken care of. But then, to provide them the other very, very important needs, especially spiritual needs, is also very crucial. Like Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in Nectar of Instruction, Atyahara Prayasasya Prajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangasya Laulyam Cha Shadbir Bhakti Vinashyati. So these are very, very important. If we do not, if we focus only on material activities, then actually whatever little seed of bhakti we may have, that may actually get crumpled, or it may get destroyed. So collecting more and eating more than necessary also causes prayas, and it's or unnecessary endeavor. This is Prabhupada is writing in the purport. By God's arrangement, anyone in part of the world can live very peacefully if he has some land or and a milk cow. There is no need for a man to move from one place to another to earn his livelihood. So like that, Prabhupada goes on to say that this human life is actually meant for spiritual emancipation. He says dharmas in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Suta Goswami says dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya kalpate narthasya dharmai kantasya kamo labahi hi smrita. So all engagements or dharma are certainly meant for ultimate liberation, and it should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupation or dharma should never use it for material gain. So, this is very, very important that we should not engage our dharma for gaining material benefits. So, there is a very nice story where it depicts how somebody who has actually taken shelter of his spiritual master or of Supreme Lord, he is actually taken care of. His material needs are also taken care of. There is this very nice story of Mrigari. So, Mrigari was a hunter and he was killing animals for his livelihood to take care of his family. He was living in the jungles. So, one time it so happened Narad Muni was passing through the jungle, and the same very Narad Muni who is guiding Vyasadeva now, he also was the spiritual master of Mrigari. So when he saw Mrigari being so hard-hearted and so desensitized that he was killing animals half and allowing them to suffer in the pain and then die a very agonizing death. So, seeing this, Narad Muni actually became very compassionate on Mrigari. And he asked him, you are doing such grievous activities. You know what will be the repercussions of this? So, he said, I am doing this for my family. That is what I have learned from my father. So, he said, you go and ask your family members whether are they ready to partake the sins which are getting accrued because of this. So, being innocent, he actually went and asked, and then he saw that, my family members, they are not ready to, they only want the benefits, you know, but they don't want to partake the karmic reactions which is going to come. So, then Mrigari realized, what precarious condition he is in. So, immediately he went and fell at the lotus feet of Narad Muni, and he begged that, kindly help me. I have committed so much of sin now. What do I do? Nobody is there to partake my sins. So then Narad Muni instructed him that you break your bow. If you are ready to follow my instructions, first thing you have to do is break the bow. And then Mrigari actually, he became very bewildered. He said, if I break my bow, then what will happen? How will I live? So, Narad Muni assured him that, don't worry, I will take care of your needs. And then, it's very beautifully described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is explained that he had so much of faith on his spiritual master that he and then his wife, both of them, they gave up their this business of killing animals and dealing in their products, and they actually took bath in the river, gave up their whatever possessions they had, they made a small hut, and then they sat over there, and as per the instructions of Narad Muni, they started chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then engaged, they planted a tulsi plant, and then they would worship them also. And in this way, they became so much purified. And so much so that very soon this news spread in the entire village, and then many villagers would come and see such a great transformation, how it has happened. Such a cruel hunter, how he and his family, they have changed their lives and become a saint, sadhu. And whenever, it's the custom of Vedic tradition that whenever you go to meet a sadhu, then you carry some gift for him or some fruits like that. And in this way, every day they were getting a lot of, for their daily subsistence, enough they would get fruits and other items. And they would dutifully offer it to the Lord and then partake the prasad. And in this way, they continued their life. And all their needs were taken care of. And after some time, when once Narad Muni actually came to visit, along with his friend Parvat Muni, to see how his disciple is and whether he is properly situated. So, Narad Muni saw that as soon as Mrigari saw Narad Muni coming from a distance, then immediately he ran to greet him, to offer his obeisances. But then, Parvat Muni saw that, okay, he is not walking properly. He was actually, and before offering obeisances, he was actually removing the ants over there, just to ensure that they don't get crushed under his feet or under his body. So, this was a transformation which took place. Now, earlier he was so desensitized that he was killing animals half and allowing them to suffer. And now, because now he's become a Vaishnava, because he has become a devotee of the Lord, he has become so sensitive that he does not even want to, he's so careful not to trouble the ants also. So, and Prabhupada, he writes in the purport that this proves that the source of our income is not actually the source of our maintenance. So, although we may think that, okay, this is what is actually, this is how I am able to fend myself, I am able to earn my livelihood, but actually, who is providing us maintenance? Who is providing us food? Who is providing us all the vegetables and fruits? It's all being done by the Lord. Like, there's the famous saying that, Hathi ko man bhar deta hai, aur chiti ko kan bhar. So, he is the one who is providing everything. So, if we actually surrender to the Lord, then all our material needs can be taken care of. So, in Bhagavad Gita also, there is this very beautiful verse that Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate teshab nittabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahami aham. Like Krishna himself is saying, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating upon me on my transcendental form, to them I carry whatever they lack and I preserve whatever they have. So Krishna is giving full assurance. And we can see in this, like it's explained in today's purport by Srila Prabhupada, that this entire material creation, whether it be Brahmalok or Patalok, everywhere it is the same thing. There is no difference. Only there may be a difference in gradation, but this mixed happiness or a mixed a combination of both happiness as well as misery, that is existing everywhere. No one is spared. So, one may put in a lot of effort to make progress and maybe go to Swarga or to Pitraloka or other lokas and enjoy a different way of happiness. But then he cannot avoid miseries. And even if one achieves the higher planets, then it is said, Shrine Punye Marti Lokam Vishanti. Even if one is able to go up to the higher planets, once his quota is full, finished, once his balance, his credit card balance is over, then he has to again come back. You know. So, it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartinu Arjuna Mamupeti Tu Kaunteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. So, one has to go circle keep circling in this material world, unless and until one actually surrenders to Lord Krishna, then only he can come out of the cycle of birth and death. You know. So, and Lord Krishna is explaining that this material world is actually dukhalayam. You know, mam upetya punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanam samsiddhim paramam gatim. You know. So, in this temporary world, of which is full of miseries, because they have been attained, unless and until one actually enters the spiritual world, one cannot get free from this cycle of birth and death. So, this is actually accepted even by the devatas. Many a times we think that in this material world, people who are very rich and they have a lot of facilities and they have a lot of opulence, they are actually happy. But many a times we come across many such incidences or revelations where somebody's personal life of many, maybe say the celebrities whom actually people look up to, thinking that okay, they are actually very happy. So, but then we see that many a times when they express actually what they are going through in their life, what is in their the frustrations or the depressions which they are going through, how they are maybe taking shelter of drugs and all to keep themselves in the limelight. So these confessions of celebrities, they become actually very very juicy talk for all the people. You know, it's like it sells like hotcakes, especially magazines and all. They are always looking at if some celebrity gets into some police case or this or that, some scandal, and then they try to weave stories around that and all. So here we see that even in Srimad Bhagavatam, today our celebrities are our sports stars or film stars and so on, or politicians. But earlier in Vedic times, the actual real celebrities are the devatas, the people who are in the higher planets. And the devatas, they are revealing what is there in their life. And in the prayers by the devatas, they say that kim dushkair na krutubhis tapo vratair danabhir va jayujena falguna na yatra narayana pada pankaja smritir pramut sat endriya yotsavat. The demigods, after saying, they are confessing, they are saying that after performing so many difficult tasks of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities and observing so many vows and everything, giving so much of charity, and we have achieved this position in the higher planetary systems with greater responsibilities, lot of facilities for enjoyment and everything, but we are, he's saying, but what is the value of all this achievement? This is all actually of no use. Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. So even if we get the higher planetary systems with lot of facilities, but there in such a precarious situation, we will be in such a precarious situation that we won't be able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Indeed, because of excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. So, this is the confession of the devatas. And further they say that a short life, they are praying to the Lord. They are saying, even if we have little bit punya left, even if we have little bit credit, then please give us birth in Bharatvarsha. Please, because a little, because of course in Martyrlok, in Bharatvarsha, the lifespan is very small. But we get an opportunity to surrender to the Supreme Lord. A short life in the land of Bharatvarsha is preferable to a life achieved in Brahmaloka for millions and billions of years. Because here one can elevate oneself from to the platform of Krishna consciousness and attain Vaikuntha, where there is neither anxiety nor repeated birth and death. So like that, there are, and we have a very nice example, like of putting in so much of effort to have progress in life, and then find that okay, ultimately we are back to square one. So there is this very apt example of King Nriga. King Nriga, in his lifetime, he had performed so much of pious activities to elevate himself to higher planetary systems. He gave so many cows in charity. It is said, it is described that he gave so many cows as there were a number of grains of sand on the shores of the ocean. So much effort he put to elevate himself. But then one small mistake in that, and then what happened? He had to take birth as a lizard. You know? So much of effort we put to elevate ourselves or to achieve different material facilities, but then these are all short-lived. It's all temporary. And thoughts are also expressed by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Sukham Aindriya Tvam Daityad Deha Yogena Dehinam Sarvatra Labate Daivad Yatha Dukham Ayantaha. Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life, according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. So, one may try to put in so much of effort to get material happiness, but then, actually, based on our previous karma, previous activities, whatever is we are supposed to, destined to get, that is not, even if we don't work for it, we are going to get that benefit. But, on the other hand, if we try to avoid, means the example is explained over here, just like we don't actually endeavor to get pain. We don't work or we don't plan that, okay, let me have some misery in life. But still, it comes without asking. You know? So similarly, any endeavor for material, mere sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for it actually is a loss of time and energy, and there is no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. And we see, so on the one hand, Prabhupada is also explaining that even if by material effort, it's not that you can actually elevate yourself by material effort or material work. He says you have to actually perform pious deeds for that. Only then you can. Just by material arrangement. Like many efforts are being put, like Prabhupada was speaking, that people want to go to moon by making a spacecraft or go to other planets, Mars and all. So much of effort they are doing. But Prabhupada says that is not the correct process. If you want to elevate yourself, then also you have to follow the Vedic scriptures and perform pious activities. So, if you think that, no, by my own dint of effort, I am going to achieve things, that is like, it is explained like, it is like karmavad. That you are thinking, okay, I can do. Many a times, motivational speakers also say, nah, if you are determined, if you work hard, then you can achieve. But actually, if we see, it is not that only our efforts are going to give results. There are many other aspects which are actually important for ensuring success in life. Like in Bhagavad Gita, it is explained, Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidam vividais cha prithak seva chesta daivam chaivatra panchamam. So these five factors are there. And if any one factor is missing or it's not available, daivam, or the blessings of the Lord, or the proper area or proper instruments, like Gauranga Priya Prabhu was yesterday mentioning, we may put in effort, we may do exercise, we may try to control our diet and all, but still, unless if it is there in destiny, it is not going to result in success. So, it's not that we don't have to put effort. We have to put effort, but at the same time not do engage in over endeavor. You know. So, this is very important. So, there is very a nice example of how Dhritarashtra, by his name itself, he was very much attached to his kingdom. But as per his previous karma or destiny, he was not supposed to be the king. So, he was born blind. But still, he was so much attached that he tried so many things to become the king. Eventually, of course, for some temporary period, because of the death of his brother Pandu, he was made a king for some time. But he tried that, okay, if I am not able to become king, at least let my son become the king. And although Yudhishthira Maharaj was more qualified, he was the eldest of all the Kurus, but still, somehow or the other, he put in so much of effort to make Duryodhan the king. He was not ready to accept. So when people used to complain to him that why don't you punish Duryodhan, why don't you chastise him and all. So at that time, Dhritarashtra would say that no, actually it is all destiny. Nothing can, not even a blade of grass can move without the blessings of the Lord, or without the blessings of Yeh. Like that. So basically he was speaking philosophically, but actually if we see, he was actually avoiding his responsibilities. He was not doing his responsibility properly, you know. And after, eventually what happened? That when somebody actually tries to intervene in with his destiny and try to enforce his will through various activities, then ultimately what happened? That all his 100 sons were killed. And even after his 100 sons were killed, he was personally attached to the kingdom, so he did not even, he continued to live along with the Pandavas in the kingdom, and he was, and eventually it had, Vidura had to come him and wake him up from his attachment. So we can see that how, if we, even if we try to achieve by our own efforts some material position, gain or happiness, but then it is short lived. It does not, like even there is the example of Chitraketu Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj, he was not destined to have a child, and although he tried, he had 1 crore wives, but still he was not having a child, and then ultimately, but still he was adamant that no, no, I want. And then he tried to do many things, and eventually what happened? He was blessed with a child, but then the Narad Muni, or it was Narad Muni who came, huh? And he blessed and he said, okay, this boy will be Harshashok. He will give you happiness, but then he is also going to give you misery. And at that time, the king, he was blinded by his attachment. So, he thought that, okay, some other types, different small types of miseries may be there and doesn't matter. But then eventually, he realized how such great misery can come to one by because of material attachments. So, if we want to put in effort, we actually have to put in effort for spiritual emancipation, not for material. Like even Rishabdev, he tells his sons that Nayam deho deha bhajam riloke kashtan kaman arhati vid bujamye tapo divyam putra kayena satvam shudhyet yasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. He says, one who has been awarded this human form of life, he should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for the dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance, austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. And when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness. So, this is, Rishabdev is also explaining this importance of human life, which one has got, you know. And even Dhruv Maharaj also in his prayers, he also prays, in his teachings to his classmates, he also says that a person, he is speaking with his own realization. He was born in a Asura family, and by the dint of his devotion, he was able to achieve what Hiranyakashipu, his father, could not achieve. Hiranyakashipu performed so much of austerity, effort, and to achieve immortality. But eventually what happened? He died much before than he should have normally died also. Much earlier. In his peak of youth, he died. And on the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, he was just a 5-year-old boy, and his father tried so many ways to kill him. Different ways. But then he was as though he was like immortal. So he, Prahlad Maharaj, in his teachings, he says, if one, the transcendental bliss derived by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord and by hearing his glories from pure devotees is so unlimited, and it is far beyond even Brahma Ananda. He says, in the impersonal Brahman, as if one becomes one with the Supreme also, that bliss also is very, very small as compared to when one actually gets surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord. And he says, as what to compare with material pleasure, which is actually very, very temporary. So he says, na naka prishtham, na cha param ishtham, na sarva bhomam, na rasadi patyam, na yoga siddhir apunar bhavamba, samanjasatva virahiya kankshe. He says, in fact, when Lord was ready to offer him any benediction, Dhruva Maharaj's prayer, he says that I don't want Dhruva Loka, I don't want to get the planet of Brahmaji, because if I have to give up the lotus feet of the Lord for all these impermanent things, then it is better that I focus on the devotional service to the Lord. And that's what Narottam Das Thakur also says, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hoi Eya Bhilash. So the devotee actually aspires, or an intelligent person, he actually aspires to be always in the service of the Supreme Lord or his devotees. And that is the only way. We can see even in the example of Bharat Maharaj, one last thing I would like to speak is the Bharat Maharaj, he was engaged in trying to uplift or to take care of a deer. And he was trying to put in so much of effort, but then eventually what happened is that he himself became a deer in his next life. So one should not be too much attached to providing material benefits or material taking care of material needs of people. Rather, we should focus on providing spiritual benefit to the people. Prabhupada, in the purport, he says that in the name of philanthropy or altruism, and community, people are feeling compassion for the suffering humanity throughout the world. Philanthropists and altruists do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material condition. So material conditions are already established by superior administration, based on our previous karma and all. So the only benefit we can render to suffering beings is to try to raise them their spiritual consciousness. And actually, Prabhupada in this purport, he mentions this today's slok of Tallabhyate Dukhavad Anyata Sukham. So by putting in so much of effort, we can actually not change the material happiness or distress which we are going to have. But rather, if we focus on the higher or the permanent happiness of surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then we will actually make proper use of this very rare opportunity of human form of life which we have got. And by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, we have actually been given this great knowledge for our own benefit. And this great institution which Srila Prabhupada has given us, by which we can actually make proper use of this Vedic knowledge and scriptures, that has come as a benediction. And we all seek the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees, that we may actually make our human life a success, and in the by serving the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopin. Thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.